Thank you. श्री साईराम। मोस्ट बिलवड भगवान, रेवर्ड एल्डर्स, सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स, साईराम टू वन एंड ऑल। वंस अगेन लविंग ऑनिंग ग्रीटिंग्स टू ऑल। When we reach the third day of celebration, once again it is being confirmed that Swami alone is the doer and we are only just instruments in the divine hands. Today morning, Revered Secretary of Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, Prasad Rao Garu, asked me a question. Whether all are happy? Immediately I replied, sir, all are happy. Later I contemplated over this question and my answer, and I found that I committed a mistake. It is not happiness that we are having, sir, we are in real bliss. Why we are in real bliss? During our first youth pilgrimage at Vrindavan, Swami was blessing us every day with divine discourse. On the third day, Bhagavan told us, 3 days flew off as 3 seconds. Now, we remember that divine statement. The 3 day celebration flew off as 3 seconds. Pardon me, Swami, for replying, just happiness, Bhagavan, we are in real bliss. With Bhagavan's infinite grace, essay competition in Kerala is an annual feature. Every year we conduct this competition, and on the Onam day we award Sathya Sai gold medals to the winners. Every year Swami used to bless these medals, taking into the divine hands. Every year Bhagavan used to ask the topic of essay competition. Once when I replied Bhagavan, the topic is mother and motherland, Bhagavan became very happy and said, very important topic. This year, with Bhagavan's infinite grace, 20,699 students participated in Sathya Sai essay competition. This 20,699 students represent 750 educational institutions in Kerala. All the 14 districts participated in this program. And in this competition, 2 sisters and 1 brother became the winners, getting maximum marks. Every paper was valued at the district level and then sent to centralized valuation at the central level. The winners of this essay competition are Kumari Manju Krishna, final year student, Government Law College, Trichur. And the topic for the college students was Glory of Womanhood. At the higher secondary level, the winner is Kumari Kartika R. Krishnan from High School. It is Kartika R. Krishnan, 4th Mission High School, Trivandrum. And the topic was Water, the Precious Gift of God. At the higher secondary level, Master Sai Shyam from St. Thomas Higher Secondary School, Trichur. And the topic at the higher secondary level was Family, Father and Mother, I Love You. I call upon Manju Krishna to receive Sathya Sai gold medal from Revered Ratnakar sir, member of Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. Thank you, sir. May I call upon Master Sai Shyam, and I request Revered Prasad Rao, sir, Secretary Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, to award Sri Sathya Sai Gold Medal to the winner. I request Kumari Kartika R. Krishna, and request Revered Ramani Sir, All India Vice President, Sathya Sai Seva Organization India, to award Sri Sathya Sai Gold Medal to the winner. Pray to Bhagwan to accept, to bless the drama Mahabali to be presented in the divine presence by the students of Sri Sai Vidya Vihar Alleyway. Jai Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram, we offer our humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. Esteemed guests, revered elders, and dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. We, the students of Sri Sai Vidya Vihar, Alleyway, present before you our humble endeavor, a small drama entitled Mahabali. It depicts the beautiful example of absolute surrender of Emperor Bali to the Lord. Swami, by placing ourselves at thy lotus feet, we pray for your blessings. Sai Ram. Kashyapa and his two wives, Diti and Aditi, were the parents of the Asuras and Devas. As was the common practice those days, Indra, the king of Devas, waged a war with Mahabali, the king of Asuras. Bali vanquished Indra in the war and occupied his capital, Amaravati. Sage Kashyapa had gone to Himalayas to do penance. Lamenting over the defeat of her son Indra, Aditi was in great grief.
sons from this trauma. Kindly alleviate them of this agony. My husband too is away.
Aditi, what happened? Why are you crying?
Oh, great one, accept my salutations.
May all blessings be on you, Aditi.
Lord, kindly be seated.
What happened, Aditi? I see that you are terribly upset. Has anything unfortunate happened in relation to the Brahmins? Are your sons not faring well? What are you lamenting on, O virtuous one?
With the Brahmins, the cows, the Dharma, and the people around me, all fares well. Your household is the best place for heartening the three virtues of Dharma, Artha, and Kama. The fire, the guests, the servants, and the sadhus were all treated well. Always thinking of you, Swami. Nothing was missed, but...
But what, Aditi?
Oh Lord, we are now, because of the Asuras, bereft of our opulence and residence, exiled by the very same powerful enemies that took away all of our opulence, beauty, reputation, and homes. I have drowned in an ocean of despair. Oh Lord, please be kind enough to consider our good fortune so that all we've lost by my sons may be regained.
Alas, how powerful is the Maya of Lord Vishnu when one is caught in this love for the world. All these are meaningless and momentary. Contemplate on Vasudeva, who resides in the core of everyone's heart and defeats all inner enemies. Undoubtedly, he will, the ever infallible Lord, fulfill your desires. The best way out is devotional service to Lord Narayana.
How should I do that, Swami? What should I do so that the Lord of the universe is pleased with me? Teach me, Swami, the principle and the process of worship, so that Lord Narayana is quickly pleased.
Aditi, I shall explain to you the Payovrata, capable of earning the blessings of our Lord. This was granted to me by Brahma Deva during the bright half of the Falguna month. One should for 12 days vow to take only milk. Charged with unalloyed devotion, be of worship unto the lotus-eyed one. Desiring nothing less but the celestial bliss of his divine lotus feet.
My Lord, I shall do this. I shall do this for sure.
മനശ്ചൈകാഗ്രയാ ബുദ്ധ്യാ ഭഗവത്യഖിലാത്മനി വാസുദേവേ സമാധായ ചചാരഹ പയോവ്രതം. തസ്യാഃ പ്രാതുരഭൂതാത് ഭഗവന്നാതിപൂരുഷഃ പീതവാസാശ്ച ദുർബാഹു ശംഖചക്ര ഗദാധരഃ.
My dear devotee, I'm so pleased with your penance and deep devotion. Open your eyes.
Oh Lord, you have heard my prayers. I just can't believe this. Am I this fortunate? Swami, you are my only savior. My ultimate shelter. You are the master of this universe. With you satisfied, everything is possible, even vanquishing of the enemies.
Oh, Mother of Gods, I'm aware of your agony regarding your homeless sons who are vanquished by their rivals. The restoration of their full glory, reputation and opulence of your children, the joy of their lives and a place for them in heaven is what you would like to see. At the moment, those asuras are invincible, as they are all protected by the Brahmins who assure them my favor. No use of force can bring you happiness. But as you observed, your vow and have pleased me immensely. I shall be born in your clan as your son and thus save your children.
Oh Lord, my life is fulfilled. There can be no higher boon that this humble devotee of thee be bestowed upon. Our entire clan is so fortunate and blessed.
इत्थं विरिञ्जस्तुतकर्मवीर्यः प्रादुर्बभूवावृतभूरदित्याम् चतुर्भुज शङ्खगदाब्जचक्रः पिशङ्कवासा नलिनायते क्षणः.
merciful Lord, kindly save us from the Asuras. You are our only refuge.
O noble ones, what is the cause of your sorrow?
O Lord, Emperor Bali has conquered the whole universe.
That Asura Emperor is now conducting the Ashwamedha Yaga. His supremacy will cause the downfall of Vedic Dharma.
Don't you worry. The very purpose of this avatar is protection of righteousness. Everything will culminate in good. Where is he now?
On the northern banks of Narmada. With the Purnahuti of this Yaga, he will become more powerful and mighty. If that happens...
Be calm. I'm going to grant my darshan to the utmost honest and just Emperor Bali. With that, everything will be all right.
O Lord, thy words have appeased our trepidations.
Gurudev, he is so effulgent. He seems to be full of joy and goodness.
Yes, this is Agni Deva. Look at the glow on his face.
You are right, Gurudev. He is none other than Agni Deva.
I cannot even look at him. Such is his radiance.
He is Sanat Kumara himself. Which other boy can have such a glow?
Oh, father, how sweet a child he is. I wish he was born in my womb, that I could feed him from my bosom.
Yes, my dear. This boy's charm will conquer any mother on this earth. Welcome, my child. Who are you, O effulgent one? Your presence bestows me with immense joy.
Me? I'm a humble Brahmin boy, O Maharaj. Doesn't my attire convey that?
But the extraordinary that I see in this ordinary does not satisfy my logic. Anyway, I feel so blessed. O Great One, permit me to receive thee to my humble abode. Please come and be seated and bless us all.
Maharaj, your behavior befits your venerable grandfather, Prahlada.
a great Tejasvi, as you have come here, I feel my birth has attained fulfillment. My empire and subjects are all blessed. O Brahmana Kumara, the Tirtha of thy feet has sanctified me.
O Maharaj, I am so pleased at your words of majesty and magnanimity.
O dear one, tell me, what can I do for you? What brings you here? My mind whispers that you are here for something. Tell me without any hesitation. A house? A township? Food? Elephants? Cows? Gold? Or a suitable damsel in marriage? Command me. I shall grant you anything. I am at your service.
Maharaj, your words were the most appropriate. Those born in the clan of Prahlada must speak like this. In this great clan, none has been born weak, fearful, or dishonest. There is no dearth of noble souls engaged in lofty charities. Everyone wages war as bravely as the other. Your father, the great Virochana, Prahlada's son, knowing that the Devas are in front of him in the guise of beggars, he gave away his life itself in charity. You too have the same spirit. I'm so pleased. And you're right. I've come here for the desire.
I am so happy, my child. It is indeed a great fortune to offer you something in charity. Please tell me, what is your desire? Your demand is my command.
Oh, Maharaj, I need a piece of land, a small piece of land of just 3 steps that my little feet can measure. From the great king who is the master of the 3 worlds, I desire only this much. And begging for what one genuinely needs is not a sin. That is why I place before you this humble request.
How foolish you speak, O little one. You speak as though you are a frail old man. These words are those of a weak and a timid person, unable to fulfill even his day-to-day needs. Oh, little boy, do you know in whose mighty presence you are in? I have conquered all the 3 worlds, even the heaven. How foolish is to ask to the only master of the 3 worlds for just 3 steps of land. If I will, I can gift you even a continent. Oh, dear one, I have a resolve. The one who has approached me for any help shall never stretch his hand before anyone else. So, dear child, kindly accept at least enough land to support your livelihood. Those who have approached Bali must never ever again beg in their lives.
Oh Maharaj, don't you know the greedy is never satisfied, even if he gets the whole world. The one who is satisfied with what he has is the one who is really content. Greedy shall never be happy. The Shastras also proclaim to accept only what is genuinely needed. I just need 3 steps of land, and I am extremely satisfied with that. You just need to give me this much.
As you wish, oh dear boy. here I am, fulfilling your desire.
Maharaj, please wait for a moment.
Gurudev, I didn't get you.
Wait, please come here.
Maharaj, this is nothing less than foolishness. Please withdraw from your word without delay. Do you know to whom have you promised the charity? What? Gurudev, are you telling me not to keep up my promise?
It doesn't matter. Otherwise, your life itself will perish.
Gurudev, I don't understand anything. Please clarify.
Maharaj, he is not just a poor Brahmin boy. He is none other than Mahavishnu. He is here upon the request of the Devas to usurp everything of yours.
What? What do you speak, Gurudev?
Don't think about anything else. Just keep your footing safe. That's all. You may ask if it is not sin to go back from one's word. Let me tell you, in situations of danger, such mistakes are pardonable.
Gurudev, I beg your pardon. In this matter, my stand is different. I've given my word. I will not give it up even at the expense of my life. Having borne, death is certain. Why not accept it with grace as a dharmic person? Whoever this boy may be, a friend or foe, I shall not refrain from granting the charity that I have promised. And if he is Mahavishnu himself, I consider myself extremely fortunate. Gurudev, forgive me. Please forgive me.
Arrogance! How dare you disobey my advice? You are soon bound to face the consequence.
Gurudev, the hand of the Lord, which gives Abhaya to all, has been stressed to take something from me. The Lord's hand is below, while mine is above. This must be the fruit of my penance in several births. And today, my life is fulfilled. This is the greatest fortune someone can ever attain. The grandson of the great Prahlada, Emperor Bali, hereby gifts this effulgent Brahmin boy with all grace and happiness 3 steps of land which he is free to measure for himself. O Great One, kindly accept my offering and bless me.
Maharaj, with all happiness I accept your kind charity. Let me measure for myself the land that I need.
Thank you.
Asura Kulottama, Bali Chakravarti, you have promised me 3 steps of land. Now tell me, where am I to keep my 3rd step? Don't you know that the breach of one's promise is a sin? You claim to be the most righteous person on earth. What do you say now? Remember, the abode of the dishonest will be hell.
Oh Lord, I don't fear anything. I fear only one thing, that is the untruth. I realize that you took upon this form to get rid of my ego, and you are here to bless the grandson of thy great devotee, Prahlada. I consider myself extremely fortunate. Lord, the place for your 3rd step is my head itself. Swami, kindly place thy 3rd step on my head and make myself yours.
Sheetala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, mama guru charanam, mridula charanam, anugraha charanam, sadguru charanam, sada smarami.
Treacherous form, I wished you were my son. You are so crooked and cunning. If you were my son, I would have killed you by poisoning my milk.
Oh Ratnamala, I am beyond all praise and blame. I am always happy and blissful. Nothing happens without a reason, but it is important that everyone has to watch their thoughts. One has to reap the fruits of one's thoughts and deeds. The Lord is only a silent witness. God always blesses. His attention reaches everywhere. Earlier, your mind desired to feed me from your bosom, and I said, Tathastu. Now, the same mind wants to poison me. Here too, I say, Tathastu. In the Dwapara Yuga, you will be born as Putana. Both your desires will come true. And trying to poison me, you yourself will perish. It is essential for everyone to have good thoughts constantly, as God always grants blessing of fulfillment incessantly. But ignorant of this reality, mankind fills its mind with innumerable evil thoughts.
Narayana, Bhakta Vatsala, Mahaprabhu.
O Prahlada, my dear devotee,
Oh Lord, you have annihilated the ego of my grandson. He is so blessed. Our entire clan is indebted to you.
Prahlada, to the one who has surrendered to me, I shall take care of his yoga and kshema. The fame of Bali Chakravarti, who has surrendered to me, will spread far and wide and will last as long as the world exists.
Deva Deva, Jaganmaya, forgive us. Forgive us for taking everything that were not ours. Kindly protect my husband, who is an embodiment of Satya and Dharma.
Devi, the one who is blessed with my darshan, sparshan and sambhashan shall never perish. Oh my dear ones, human birth is the result of good deeds done in many births. Being born a man, if you are not a slave of ego, realize that it is my blessing. Even after realizing who I really am, Bali fulfilled his word. He is really a man of good deeds. Though I have caused the apparent downfall of all his luxury and power, he surrendered himself to me. He is a man of penance. Through his sacrifice, Bali Chakravarti has earned a position that the Devas cannot even dream of. Listen with attention. My devotee shall not suffer any downfall. O beloved Bali, in the Shravani Manvantara, you will be the Indra. Till then, you will adorn the Sutala world in the mansion built by Vishwakarma himself. Live there in all happiness and bliss, remembering my name. Oh, my beloved, commence your journey to Sutala along with your grandfather Prahlada and other noble kith and kin. My Sudarshana shall destroy anyone who disobeys your command. I shall always guard and protect you and your beloved fellow men.
Mahabali by giving him an opportunity to visit his kingdom and countrymen once in a year. And that day the entire land of Kerala celebrate his homecoming and call it Onam. On this day children come home to meet and spend time with their parents. Swami, you are a father, mother, guru, friend, and God. You are our everything, Swami. How blessed are we, the people of Kerala, for having this greatest opportunity to celebrate Onam at Thy Divine Presence. All these years, we've been blessed with Thy Divine Darshan, Sparshan, and Sambhashan. Even today, for us, it's a homecoming to celebrate our festival with our Divine Mother. Swami, are you happy with this humble presentation of ours? On 7 previous occasions, after each drama, you assured us that you will be coming to our school. You also assured us 3 years back that you will come and walk there. Swami, we feel Thy presence, Thy guidance, Thy divine protection every single day. From the bottom of our hearts, with all our love for you, Swami, we pray that you keep us all with you forever and ever. Jai Sai Ram.
பிரபயாய் தேவா தணலாய் சாந்த்வன குளிராய் தேவா இருளிலொரு காந்தி பிரபயாய் தேவா தணலாய் சாந்த்வன குளிராய் தேவா சாய் தேவா பர்த்தி தேவா புட்ட பர்த்தி தேவா திவ்யாய தன்யாய தேவாதி தேவா
दीप्ताय देवा श्री साई देवा दीप्ताय देवा साई देवा सत्य साई देवा पति देवा पुत्र पति देवा साई देवा सत्य साई देवा पति देवा पुत्र पति देवा
कलियुग देवा करुणा सिंधु तव चरणं अभयं प्रतिपुरीशा शरणं तव शरणं
With hearts full of devotion and gratitude, Swami, we pray to Thee to bless all of us with Thy divine nectarine discourse. Jai Sai Ram.
കേരള ജനങ്ങളെ, ഓണം ദിവസം ഭഗവാൻ എല്ലാവർക്കും അനുഗ്രഹ സ്നേഹം കൊടുക്കുന്നു.
ഭാവ സംശുദ്ധികളുടെ ഭക്തി അനഗ ഭാവ സംശുദ്ധികളുടേ ഭക്തി അനഗ പരുലകുപകാര കാര്യമേ പരമതപം പുണ്യകാര്യാലു ചെയ്യുടേ പൂജലനഗ మూడు గుణములు గల మూర్తి మూడు గుణములు గల మూర్తి బలి చక్రవర్తి మూడు గుణములు గల మూర్తి బలి చక్రవర్తి మూడు గుణములు కలమూర్తి బలి చక్రవర్తి
హ్యావింగ్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ భావ ఫీలింగ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఈక్వలెంట్ టు డివోషన్ ఆల్వేస్ థింకింగ్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్స్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ గుడ్ టు అదర్స్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఈక్వలెంట్ టు వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ All these three qualities Bhali Chakravarti had, and he is the very embodiment of these three qualities.
Prema Swarupulara.
Embodiments of divine love.
Bhakti anaga Trimurti yokka swarupanni Trigunamuli yokka paripurnamnu pavitramainatundi margamuna pravesha petti divyatvamuto సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యము కల్పించుకోవటమే.
డివోషన్ ఎసెన్షియలీ మీన్స్ డెవలపింగ్ ఎ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్లోజ్నెస్ టు ద లార్డ్ ఆన్ ద బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది త్రీ ఫార్మ్స్ బ్రహ్మ విష్ణు మహేశ్వర త్రిమూర్తీస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో హ్యావింగ్ ది purity of these three karanas.
Trikarana suddhito bhagavantuni snehamunu abhiruddhi parchukovatame bhakti.
Devotion means developing friendship with the Lord with the purity of three karanas, three instruments.
Bhakti moodu vidhamulu.
Devotion is of three types.
Okati samanya bhaida bhakti.
One is ordinary devotion.
Rendavadi ekanta bhakti.
The second one is devotion based upon solitary worship.
Moodavadi ananya bhakti.
The third one is devotion which is total and all inclusive.
Samanya bhakti.
The ordinary devotion.
Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Snehamatmanivedanam.
Atmanivedanam. Atane, Inati, Kathanayakudu, Inati Pavitra Dinamanaku, Tanu Pradhana Purushudu.
And the one who followed this path is the one who is the hero of today's celebrations.
Atane Bali Chakravarti.
And that is Emperor Bali.
Madiya Dhana Dharadi Sarvabhara Samarpitam Atmanam Seshabhutam Si Rachamam Saranagati.
Bhagavantuda Nadanadi Emtunnadi Sarvamu Nidi అనేటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మార్పిత భావంతో తనను తాను అర్పితం గావించుకున్నటువంటి వ్యక్తి బలిచక్రవర్తి.
ఓ గాడ్, వాట్ ఈజ్ మైన్ ట్రూలీ స్పీకింగ్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు యూ, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఎంటైర్లీ టు యూ ఓ లార్డ్, యాక్సెప్ట్ మీ, వాస్ ది అప్రోచ్ ఆఫ్ బలి.
రమ్మా మోదమాగత లెమ్మాని వాంచితంబు లేదనకిత్తు రమ్మ మానవాకత.
వామనమూర్తి బలిచక్రవర్తిని ప్రీతితో పిలుస్తున్నాడు.
రమ్మ మానవాత్మజ లెమ్మా నీ వాంచితంబు లేదనకిత్తు.
ఓ వామనమూర్తి రమ్ము రమ్ము రమ్ము.
ఓ వామన, యు కమ్, యు ఆర్ వెల్కమ్, కమ్.
ఇమ్మాని చరణములను ఇటు తెమ్మా నే కడుగు కొందు.
ఓ మహానుభావ, నీ చరణములు నాకు చేతికి.
ఓ గ్రేట్ వన్, గివ్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ టు మీ.
నీ పదములు కడిగి పాదతీర్థమును నా శిరస్సు నుండి దాల్చుకుందును.
ఐ విల్ వాష్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ అండ్ షవర్ ది వాష్డ్ వాటర్ ఆన్ మై హెడ్.
శుక్రాచార్యుడు సమస్తమును ఎరిగినటువంటి యొక్క బ్రాహ్మణుడు.
శుక్రాచార్య వాస్ ది ఆల్ నోయింగ్ బ్రాహ్మణ్.
ఇతను బలిచక్రవర్తి పురోహితుడు.
He was the purohit or the preceptor of Bali.
Mahapanditudu.
He was a great scholar.
Kani itanu kevalamu Vamanamurti Vishnu swaroopude aneetunti oka satyanni kuda nu gurtinchinatunti vaadu.
He was also the one who recognized that Vamana was the none other than Vishnu.
Kani adigina danini ichchutuku neevu samsiddhamuga undakoodadani Bali Chakravarti entayo bodhinchadu.
After knowing all this, he told Bali that you should never give what Vamana is asking of you.
Rahasyanni Bali Chakravartiki bodhinchadu.
At the end, he also explained the significance of
శ్రీ మహావిష్ణువే ఈ స్వరూపమును ధరించి నీ చెంతకు చేయి చాచుతూ వచ్చాడు.
శ్రీ మహావిష్ణు హింసెల్ఫ్ హాస్ టేకన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ ఫారం అండ్ హాస్ కమ్ టు యూ ఆస్కింగ్ ఫర్ సంథింగ్.
అవును, అతను త్రివిక్రముడు.
హీఈస్ త్రివిక్రమ.
సర్వస్వమును కూడా అతను అపహరించగలడు.
హీ కెన్ టేక్ అవే ఎవ్రీథింగ్. హీ కెన్ కమ్ ఆన్.
కనుక అతను అడిగిన దాన్ని ఇవ్వవద్దని బోధించాడు.
హీ టోల్డ్ బలి, డు నాట్ గివ్ హిమ్ వాట్ హీఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఆఫ్ యూ.
బలి చక్రవర్తి ఎంతటి గొప్ప హృదయమో చక్కగా యోచించవచ్చు.
వన్ కెన్ ఇమాజిన్ వాట్ ఎ బ్రాడ్ మైండెడ్ పర్సన్
గురుజీ. సాక్షాత్ భగవంతుడే చేయి చాచి బలి చక్రవర్తి నాకు ఇది ఇమ్ము అని అడిగినప్పుడు నా యొక్క అల్పుడైనటువంటి నా హస్తము ఆ పరమాత్మని యొక్క హస్తము పైన పడటం ఇంతకంటే మహాభాగ్యమా నాకు కావాలి.
ఓ మాస్టర్, కెన్ దెర్ బి గ్రేటర్ గుడ్ లక్ దాన్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎన్ అప్పర్ హ్యాండ్ వెన్ ది లార్డ్ హింసెల్ఫ్ కమ్స్ అండ్ స్ట్రెచెస్ హిస్ ఆర్మ్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఫార్ సమ్ ఆర్మ్స్.
వాట్ ఎ గ్రేట్ లక్ ఐ హ్యావ్. భగవంతుని హస్తము క్రింద, నా హస్తము పైన, ఇదే నా భాగ్యం. ఏమైనా కానిము నేను సర్వస్వము అర్పితం గావిస్తాను అని గురువాజ్ఞను కూడా నువ్వు తిరస్కరించాడు.
వెన్ గాడ్స్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ పామ్ ఈస్ డౌన్ బిలో అండ్ ఐఎమ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎన్ అప్పర్ హ్యాండ్ వెల్ లెట్ మీ హ్యావ్ దిస్ గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ కమ్ వాట్ మే.
భగవద్ మార్గమునందు ఎవరైనా సరియే అడ్డు తగిలినటువంటి వారిని తిరస్కరించమని ఏ వేదం బోధించింది.
వేద హెస్ టాట్ హూ ఎవర్ కమ్స్ on the way towards the Lord, reject
Matru
him.
Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, ani kudanu o pradhanamaitmati yokka sutramulu bharatiya yokka shastramulu.
The scriptures of Bharatiya have taught three important things: worship your mother, worship your father, worship the preceptor.
Prati paramatmani pondinatvanti vyaktulandaru kudanu ee margamune anusarinchi sarthakam chendaru.
All those people who attained the Lord have followed one or the other paths mentioned here and sanctified their lives.
The ananya bhakti.
The next one is ananya bhakti.
Ananya bhakti anaga bhagavantundi kante anyamainatundi jagatlo marakata ledu aneetundi vishwasam cheta sarvamunu kuda nu bhagavat swarupanga viswasinchatam.
Ananya bhakti refers to that there is nothing excepting God in the entire creation. Considering everything as the very embodiment of Lord Himself.
Ekam satvipra bhauda vadanti unnadi okkate.
There is only one thing.
Itti bhavam cheta divyatvanni smarinchutu tana yokka jeevitamunu sarthakam gavinchukotame ee yokka ananya bhakti.
Ananya bhakti, ananya devotion is the one which helps people to sanctify their lives with this kind of sacred
chuchina daiva swarupame.
Whatever you see it as the Lord himself.
Yedi vinna daiva namame.
Whatever you hear, it is the name of Lord.
Yedi chesina daiva sevane.
Whatever you do is service to the Lord.
Yekkadiki nadchina daiva pradakshane.
Wherever you go, it is a cumulation of
sarva karmala kodanu bhagavat ankitamu gavinchukoni తన యొక్క జన్మను సార్థకం చేసుకోవడానికి ఏకాత్మ భక్తిగా భావిస్తూ వచ్చారు అనన్య భక్తిని.
డివోటీస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ దట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దే డూ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ అనన్య భక్తి.
కానీ ఇది అందరికీ అంత సులభ సాధ్యం కాదు.
బట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సో ఈజీ. ఎవ్రీ వన్ వుడ్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు టేక్ టు దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్.
చెప్పవచ్చు కోటి, చెయ్యరు ఒక్కటి.
ఈజియర్ టు సే ఎ బిలియన్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫికల్ట్.
భగవంతుడు సర్వవ్యాపకుడు అని చెప్పవచ్చును కానీ అది సులభమే. సర్వవ్యాపకమైనటువంటి భగవంతుని అనుభవించడం చాలా కష్టం.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈజీ టు సే దట్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేజివ్ బట్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ గాడ్ యాజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేజివ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రాదర్ డిఫికల్ట్.
మనస్ అన్యత్, వచస్ అన్యత్, కర్మన్ అన్యత్, దురాత్మనం.
ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఈస్ a deviation from one's thought, word and deed, disharmony, then he is dhuratma.
దైవము సర్వత్రా ఉంటున్నాడు, సర్వ విషయముని ఎందుకు తాను భగవత్ యొక్క భావమును గుర్తించినటువంటి వ్యక్తి ఇతరే అనన్య భక్తుడు.
ఎ రియల్ అనన్య భక్త డివోటీ ఈజ్ వన్ హూ విత్ ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ రికగ్నైజెస్ గాడ్ యాజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ ఫార్మ్ యాజ్ ది వెరీ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
ఏకాంత భక్తి.
Then the next one is ekanta bhakti.
Antar bahirta sarvavyapya narayana sthitaha. Ye yokka narayanudu sarvatra vyapinchi untunnado బహిర్ముఖంలో ఉండేటువంటి యొక్క నారాయణుడే నా అంతర్ముఖం నందు కూడా ఉంటున్నాడు అనేటువంటి గాఢమైన విశ్వాసం కలిగినటువంటి వాడు ఏకాంత భక్తుడు.
ద డివోటీ హూ ఫాలోస్ దిస్ ఏకాంత భక్తి ఈజ్ వన్ హూ ఫర్మ్లీ బిలీవ్స్ దట్ గాడ్ హూ ఈజ్ రిసైడింగ్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ది హార్ట్ ఈజ్ ద సేమ్
లోపల వెలుపల సర్వత్రా కూడా ఉండేటువంటి వాడే నా యందు కూడా ఉంటున్నాడు.
God who is found in the external world and inside the heart is also residing sarvatra
undinatundi bhagavantudu samasti swarupudu na endunnatundi yokka bhagavantudu vesti swarupudu.
God who is found everywhere else is God in the collective form.
Vesti ki samasti ki undinatundi yokka vyathyasamu mana gurtinchadaniki prayatninchali.
It is necessary to find out the difference between the individual and the collectivity.
Okka vruksham unnadi.
Let us take for example there is a tree.
Adi oka vruksham ane cheppavachu.
It is possible to call it only a single tree. That is individual.
Alanti oka vrukshamulu konni vandala vrukshamulu untundavachu.
There may be hundreds of trees like that.
Adi vanamu ani.
When they come together it is called forest.
Vrukshamu vanamu kaadu.
A single tree does not become a forest.
Vanamu vruksham leka ledu.
There is no forest without trees.
Aneka vrukshamulato koodinatvantidi vanamu.
Forest consists of number of trees.
Adhe samasti swarupamu.
That is the samasti swarupa collective
form. Oka illu ani cheppavachunu adi vesti swarupamu.
When there is a single house we can call it a house.
Aneka grahamulu cherinatvanti dani gramamu ani cheppavachu.
When so many houses are together we call it village.
Ee gramamunaku adi vesti ki samasti ki undinatvanti vyathyasam.
The difference between an individual house and a village is the same as the difference between an individual and collective.
ఒక వ్యక్తిగా ఉండవచ్చును.
An individual will be a individual alone.
సమాజము అని ఒకటి ఉంటుంటది.
Then there is a society.
సమాజం అనగా ఏమిటి? అనేక వ్యక్తుల యొక్క చేరికనే సమాజం.
Coming together of a number of individuals is society.
వ్యక్తులు లేక సమాజం కాలేదు.
There is no society without individuals.
ఆ సమాజం అనేటువంటి సమష్టి.
The individuals is the
ekanga undinatunte vaadu vyasti.
The single one is vyasti individual.
Kabatti aa samasti ga undinatunte yokka atma swaroopude bhagavantudu.
God in the collective form is the divinity.
Atti bhagavantude ainatunte samasti swaroopude naa endu vyasti swaroopudu ga unnadu. Vyasti leka samasti ledu aneetunte yokka vishwasam cheta ekaantamainatunte yokka bhaktini anusaristhu vastuntaru.
People who follow this path of ekanta bhakti are the ones who believe that the same collective God is residing in their own heart and they follow that particular
kanuka sarvata paadipadam tas sarvato chisiromukham sarvata srutimallokeni ekkada chuchinappadikini daiva bhavame daiva roopame daiva roopame.
Wherever you see you find the God's form and God's manifestation. This is the path of ekanta.
Inaadu onam ani Kerala desamulo anni moolalla kudanu jarugutuntadi.
Today onam is celebrated in all parts of Kerala.
Kani ee onam oka prashanthi nilayamlo jarigeetundi oname nijamaina onam.
But truly speaking the onam that is celebrated in prashanthi nilayam alone is a true onam.
Kaaranam emanaga
the reason is
Kerala lo evaravar intilo vaaru edo paayasamo paramanamo cheskoni aa yokka pandugalu cheskoni aanandistaru.
The reason is that in Kerala those people confine celebrations of onam to their own family making some sweets.
అందరూ చేరి ఈ విధంగా అనుభవించేటువంటి ఓణములు కేరళలో కూడా లేదు.
Even in Kerala you do not have a place where all people congregate together like this.
ఒకరిద్దరు బంధువులు చేరి ఏదో పండుగ చేసుకోవచ్చును.
Two or three relatives may come together and celebrate.
ఇక్కడ సమష్టి స్వరూపమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఓణము.
Here onam is celebrated in a collective form.
Kerala prajalandaru kudunu ekanga cheri vaaru vaaru oka intilo chesukunnattuga ikkada aanandanni anubhavinchatamu idi maha adrushtamainatundi chaala goppadi.
It is most fortunate and a great thing because all people of Kerala join together and conduct themselves as a family.
Tama state lo kudunu ee vidhanga oka samasti swarupanga chesukovatam ekkada kudunu jarugadu.
Even in Kerala state onam is not celebrated in this collective form as it is done here.
Kanukane idi nijamainatundi oka daiva sannidhi daivam yokka aanandamunu daivam yokka mitrutvamunu abhiruddhi parchukotaniki saginatundi oka karanam.
This is the correct path to develop closeness to the Lord and earn his grace and celebrate onam in the proper way.
Kana idi oka goppa visheshamainatundi oka onam ga bhavinchali.
Therefore, consider the celebrations of Onam here as a very unique one.
సమస్త స్వరూపడైనటువంటి ఒక విష్ణు స్వరూపాన్ని మీరు హృదయమునందు చిత్రించుకున్నట్టుగా ఉంటాది.
You would have pictured the divinity in its collective form in your own heart.
కనుక మీరు భగవంతుని యొక్క నామమును ప్రధానమైన నామగా భావించి ఈ జీవితం అనేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రవాహమునందు కొంత ఈ నామను ఆధారం చేసుకుని దాటి ధన్యులు కావాలని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహీ, హరి శాంతి నహి. హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహి, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. జప జాన బినాశం యోగ నహి, జప జాన జప జాన బినాశం యోగ నహి, జప జాన ప్రభు దరిశ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నహి, శాంతి నహి, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహి, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నహి, హరి హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి,
కోటి ప్రణామ్. साथ सारा
Thank you.
जय जय का समस्त लोका सुखिनो